B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Kuv Dalet. We're actually in the middle of a story. On Daf Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph, we saw that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba was visiting Rava. He visited him on Shabbos, and then he saw the way that he made a hagofen after the Birchas Hamazon, and that became a discussion. And then he saw how he made Avdolah, and how his servant took a single nair, a candle, and lit a larger flame from it. And then Rabbi Yaakov noticed the text that Rava used, the formula of Havdalah that Rava used, and that's something which we're going to discuss in today's shir. Posach v'omar, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Yaakov saw that Rava, when he said his Havdalah, he started the bracha of Hamavdil as follows. Hamavdil bein kodesh l'chol, that Hashem separates between holiness and chol, Chulin, bin Oyr Lachoshech, bin light and dark, bin Yisroel Lo'amim, between Klal Yisroel and the nations, bin Yoyim HaShvi'i L'Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh, between the Shabbos Kodesh, the seventh day of the week, and the 6 days of the week that one's permitted to work. And this separation, this adding on, bin Yoyim HaShvi'i L'Sheishes Yemei HaMaaseh, actually seems to be a repetition of the words HaMavdil bin Kodesh L'Chol. Shabbos is Kodesh and the week is Chol. And indeed, that is the case, that this Ben Yoyim HaShvi L'Sheish Simei HaMaaseh, we're going to see soon in the Gemara, is actually a repetition, because we'll soon see why. And that is how Rava said his Avdolah. So he sort of said four things, B'Kodesh L'Chol, Ben Ola Choshech, Ben Yisroel L'Amim, Ben Yoyim HaShvi L'Sheish Simei HaMaaseh, but we'll soon see that really it's just considered three. He said those four. And then he finished off the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamavdil bin Kodesh L'Chol. And that's very much the way we make our bracha of Hamavdil on Motzah Shabbos. Omerli, so Rabbi Yaakov asked Rava, Loma L'cho Kulehai, why do you have to say so many Hamavdils? Why do you have to point out so many separations? Hashem separates and differentiates between Kodesh and Chol, between light and dark, between Yisrael and the nations, between the Yom HaShvi'i and Sheish Simei HaMaaseh. V'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hamavdil bin Kodesh L'Chol, Zui Havdolosoi Shel Rav Yehuda Anasi. Rav Yehuda Anasi just said one. He said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamavdil bin Kodesh L'Chol. Just one. Why do you need so many? Omar Lei, so Rava responded to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba and said, I hold like a different opinion. Not like you're saying in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, just a single Hamavdil bin Kodesh L'Chol. Rather, I hold like Rabbi Loza, like Rabbi Oishia more accurately. Da Omar Rabbi Loza Omar Rabbi Oishia, somebody who's not familiar with all the times that there's a separation, a differentiation between two opposites, then, and he's only going to say a few of them, lo yifchos migimel, he shouldn't say less than three. V'amoisif, and if you are familiar and you're going to say more of them, lo yosif al zayin, do not add on, don't say in your text of Hamavdil more than seven terms of Havdalah of separation. Omer le, so Rabbi Yaakov said to Rava, V'omar, but you Rava, lo itlos omar, you didn't say three, v'lo yisheva omar, and nor did you say seven. If you're going for the minimum, go for three. You're going for more than three, go for seven. Omar le, so Rava responded to Rabbi Yaakov and said, Ibra, indeed, Ben Yoyim HaShvi L'Sheish Simei HaMaaseh, that fourth one, that last one that I said before the chasima, before ending the bracha, is Me'en Chasima. It's not an extra one. Since it's taken for granted, we'll soon see it's a discussion later, but the Gemara's took it for granted, and it is taken for granted, that the way we end the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamavdil bein Kodesh L'Chol, and there's a halacha that the last detail mentioned in the whole long bracha, before the ending of the bracha, the last point has to be similar to the point that's going to be made after saying the final Baruch Ato Hashem. Since the final Baruch Ato Hashem is Ben Kodesh L'Chol, therefore, Rava says, I added on that Hamavdil Ben Yoyim HaShvi'i L'Sheish Simei HaMaaseh, which is similar to Kodesh L'Chol. So it's not really a fourth thing. So indeed, all I said, Rava says, is three things: Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, ben Oyla Choshech, ben Yisrael Lo'amim. And now I want to say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, but I've just spoken about Yisrael and Amim. I can't just say Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. I need to say an extra point at the end, which is going to bring us back to the Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol. That's why I said the fourth thing. V'omer v'yodom ha-shmuel ha-mavdil tzorech she-yemer me'en chasimo tzorech le-chasimosoi. Because, and this is actually a discussion that Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, that when you say ha-mavdil, the last detail of the brocha has to be similar to the chasimo, to the way we end the ha-mavdil. And ending ha-mavdil is Baruch Ato Hashem ha-mavdil ben Kodesh l'chol. So the last thing you say before that has to be something similar to Kodesh l'chol, which is ben Yoim Ashvi Lashesh Zameyamase, Upumpudisoi Omar Me'en Psichoson, Somuch Lechasimoson. In Pumpudisa, they actually said that the last detail of a long brocha has to be similar to the first detail of that long brocha, and it doesn't need to be similar to the ending of the brocha, but the whole long part of the brocha before the final Baruch Ato Hashem, the first point and the last point have to be similar. And in this case of Rava, it's the same. What was the first thing that Rava mentioned? Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol. The last thing he said before Baruch Ato Hashem is ben Yoim Ashvi l'sheish v'se me'amase. So this fourth item, this fourth detail, Hamavdil ben Yoim Ashvi l'sheish v'se me'amase, is also similar to the first point in the long bracha, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, and it's also similar to the chasimo, to the ending of the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol. So either way, Rava did not have an issue, but there are two different opinions whether the last detail of the long part of the bracha, does it have to be similar to the final part of the bracha after Baruch Ato Hashem, or does it have to be similar to the first part of the bracha? Says the Gemara, Mai Beinayu, where are we going to find a halachic, practical difference and ramification to this machlokes? If Motzah Shabbos, you're making Avdolah, but it's not a weekday. Sunday, Motzah Shabbos is a Yom Tov. So then we don't say Baruch Ato Hashem Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. You actually say Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh. So now, if we look at this now, so in the regular case of Avdolah, the very first thing mentioned is Kodesh L'Chol. The very last thing mentioned, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, it's the same. So the last detail before that final Baruch Ato Hashem, which is Yom Hashvi'i L'Sheish Esrei Me'amaseh, is indeed similar to the first and last, because they're the same. But now that we end off Baruch Ato Hashem Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, so how does the Havdalah start? It starts Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, Bein Oyla Choshech, Bein Yisrael Lo'amim. How does it finish? Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, not Bein Kodesh L'Chol. Here we're going to have an issue. If you say that the last detail of the long part of the bracha has to be the same as its first detail, then it's fine. Just say, Hamavdil Bein Yoim Ashvi'i L'Sheish Esrei Me'amaseh. It's similar to the first point mentioned, Kodesh L'Chol, and that's enough.